Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want you to hear this full prophetic word. It was several different areas that was given in January 2016 at Church of His Presence by Pastor John Kilpatrick. And we were there to hear that word. And one of them, you'll notice that he said that kingdoms will be jolted. Well, that's exactly the word that was given when Brexit left the European Union, and they got jolted. And we're going to see kingdoms jolted and nations shaken. But take a look at this. This is a prophetic word. It's very encouraging. You're going to be very encouraged by this. And this is the full prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, January of 2016. Take a look.
The year of the wind. Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, "I have never seen anything like this before." There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal by any stretch of the imagination. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for great joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Dead, dry bones will experience a fresh prophetic wind. Some will struggle with the question, is this God or is this the devil? But God will receive all the glory for his mysterious wonders. This will be a year of the winds of God, and those winds are already blowing, even as I speak this word. As I share these words, if you want to praise the Lord, if you want to stand, if you want to receive it, whatever you want to do, just receive it and make whatever noise you want to make. I'm fine with it. Say goodbye to the pig pen. God says you've been a victim of swine syndrome. Human swine have persecuted and mocked you openly because of your faith and your love for God. These swine have trampled upon the pearls that the Holy Spirit has formed in you. They have made your life miserable and very stressful, but the Lord says to you that he's taking you out of that hog pen and setting you up on high on a perch. He will cause you to soar like an eagle. God has said enough is enough. There is such a change coming in your life, you will need time to adapt yourself to the many wonderful changes in store for you. You have been persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but you have surely survived. Now the Lord says he himself is going to reward you openly and cause his fragrance to grace your new space. In your face, you've had such obstacles in your life. It has been as though you have experienced a contrary wind in your face, hindering your every move. As a matter of fact, for many years, almost everything you've attempted has experienced setbacks. In your face is the phrase that best fits where you've been. Countless adversaries have been in your face withstanding you. At times, you've even tried to justify this contrary wind as possibly being sent by God, but you knew in your heart it wasn't true. Now things have shifted, and what was once in your face has moved behind you and is working for you and propelling you forward. Things are definitely changing from contrary to favorable. This favorable wind is so timely for you in so many ways. God says, I've got your back. Heaven wind. The shift in the wind will cause life-giving air to blow into the nostrils and mouths of your loved ones who have fainted. It will be somewhat like a supernatural oxygen mask. Even the backsliders and the lost sinners who have been slowly dying have fallen by the wayside, struggling to breathe. They're going to catch their breath. It will be a fresh wind from heaven. Those who are saturated with the cares of life, those who suffer dark depression, anxiety attacks, and deserve sleep shall finally find rest and relief. The Comforter has come. The wind bloweth where it listeth, As in the upper room, the spirit was so anxious that he rushed. It was a rushing and a mighty wind. This wind will cover you and your loved ones like a warm comforter blanket. The Spirit set upon each of them, and the Spirit is about to set on your sons and your daughters and others of your household. God said, I've released my Spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you. As a matter of fact, He's rushing to you even now as you hear this. He's filling your lungs again with life-giving oxygen. Take a deep breath. Breathe Him in. Holy Spirit is resuscitating and reviving you even as this word is being released. Hyperventilation and fearful breathing is subsiding and giving way to peaceful and restful breathing. I declare sweet, peaceful sleep to come upon you even from this moment forward. Peaceful rest is returned. He gives His beloved sleep. From drought to drenching rain. This is a word for the dry and famished ministers. A wind has already caused a 500-year drought to shift on the West Coast. Water has recently returned on the drought-stricken West, on that parched land after years of no rain and desperate conditions. The shift started late in 2015. Not just long-awaited showers, but now snow is falling. Large amounts of snowpack are accumulating up in the mountains. The locals say it's the most snowpack in decades. From famine to plenty. Just as the famine has yielded, so will cold and dry hearts yield to a change in the atmosphere that heaven wind is going to bring. Showers will intensify into rain. Rain will bring in the latter rain of the Holy Spirit. You will not have to strive. It's simply going to rain. My rain will come on the thirsty. I've heard the cries and the groans for rain. I will make it rain on the just and the unjust. Even the unsuspecting shall be taken back at my goodness to send this refreshing rain upon them. This rain will bring the familiar, and it will bring the unfamiliar. The wind has already shifted. You'll smell the rain before you feel it. Whosoever will welcome this latter rain of my Spirit, I will revive, refresh, and renew. Listen! Can you hear the abundance of rain? Deliverance from womb wounds. God said, I'm going to separate you from the chaff in your life. I'm going to blow off of you the hindrances that have hindered you. For some time, I've been speaking to you regarding your addictions and habits that render you weak and ineffective. I'm going to open your eyes to see what you could not see before. As Balaam was made aware of what was hindering his progress, you will also see and understand the endless delays and setbacks that have caused you such discouragement and heartache. I will unseat, I will uproot by my Spirit the things that have been upon you even from the womb. Your deliverance will come in 1 hour. Forgive, but run. You have been greatly misunderstood. Prevailing circumstances that are satanic in origin are so complicated that you've even wondered how could something so insignificant become so evil and so complicated. This has cost you friends and family, and has even begun to affect your health. But hear me, the Holy Spirit is moving on your behalf. This is finally coming to a close. The Lord Himself is going to bring the closure. Although you went through a painful learning curve, you will now finally experience the new. But be cautioned, because you enjoy and you seek the comfort of the familiar, do not fall in that trap again. You must forgive and release your adversaries, but you must remove yourself from the very atmosphere where everything has been so distorted and tormented. My Spirit will lead you to places where there will be new faces, and you'll learn to trust again. Your feet and legs will heal quickly from the scars of the trap that held you fast, but you must keep moving and move quickly because that trap will not remain open very long. Be diligent. Now is the time of your departure. An impossible pregnancy. Mary had an impossible pregnancy. It was beyond impossible. Even the angel said it was impossible with man and only possible with God. A virgin to conceive, there's nothing normal about that at all. Impossible, but God. I speak to you today, daughter, that your situation likewise is very complicated and seemingly impossible, but it is not beyond God. Your situation is totally in the realm of a miracle from God. Sometimes miracles look like a mess at first, but they turn out to be a jaw-dropper. I release you to believe in spite of it all. Against all odds, your faith will begin to stir. Although you don't understand, you don't need to understand, I release the spirit of life to hover in your womb and for you and your husband's bodies to become anointed to produce a healthy baby. I declare it to be so. God says you shall laugh at the locust. I am proclaiming that you indeed will have the money to retire. And you will indeed have the money to transition into the life that you desired for a long time. You have worked. You've given to the Lord and to His work. And for a very long time, you sacrificed and prayed and planned for this time of your life. And now, just as you're ready to step across the threshold into the new, a strange fear has gripped you. It's a grasshopper fear that has made you afraid of your promised land. You feel threatened by the very things you have desired and worked so hard to accomplish. This swarm of dream-eating locusts appear to be so significant that your hope has faltered and your plans have collapsed. But the Lord is saying, you will indeed realize your dream, and you will surely prevail. He is going to restore what the locusts have eaten. The Lord is a restorer. Fear not. All will be well. The angel of the Lord is going to oversee this personally for you. Sudden change of plans. Someone has applied yourself. You've studied, gone to school, focused, labored, prepared, saved for a certain goal. But now, just as you're ready to be launched toward what you believed was your destiny, surprise, the Lord has suddenly rearranged everything. It's actually a divine intervention. Another door has opened, an unexpected door that you totally had not expected. You feel inadequate, and you feel unsure and insecure, but this is a moment in time for you. This has thrown your life, your plans, and your preparations into a tailspin. The Lord has gone before you. The future He planned before you is a good one. It is higher than the one you had planned. I hear opportunity knocking at the door. The question is, are you moving toward the door or away from that door? That which was is again. It is though yesterday is now reappearing. Due to the complicated circumstances of yesteryear, it was not meant to be. But now, after all these years, here you are again. You're feeling the same feelings. You're coming alive again at the prospects of what could become a reality after all these years. This is your time. It wasn't wrong back then. It just wasn't time, and it was not the right season. But now the time has come to look again. Extenuating circumstances are not the same now as they were then. This is a new beginning, only a later time. What was is again. Runaway bride. Your heart has always been soft for the Lord and for the work of God. You have felt a call upon your life, but something happened and you've lost focus. Now where you find yourself is that your feet are headed to the altar to marry, but your heart is turned into a different direction, and you're in the valley of decision. Follow your heart, the Lord says. The good is always the enemy to the best. There's always an Isaac for every Rebecca. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your paths. The love of your life is waiting for you, but it might not be the one waiting at the altar. It's time to go home. You're in the music industry, and you're very well known. Your heart is broken, but so is your ex-wife's. A long time ago, your feet were on a much different path. But then things began to change, and it was as though you stepped on a magical escalator. It took you higher and higher, yet further and further away from the people that loves you the most. It almost took you far away from your Lord that you have loved since you were a child, and you have always loved the Lord, even in your most trying times. The Lord still has plans for you, even now. A voice on the inside of you has been speaking lately as you sleep upon your bed, and it's calling you to come home. But you say, I can't. I've strayed too far, and I've burned all my bridges. But there's still one bridge left standing, the Lord says. And those that love you are there waiting for you, just as the prodigal's father waited patiently for his son. Listen to that voice. It is the Holy Spirit calling you off that escalator back to the familiar path that leads home. You must make the first move and make it quickly. Listen, there's a voice calling you, come home. I'm coming out. A loved one has you very concerned. A lying and a delusional spirit entered their life and seduced them into a stupor of deception. You have felt so fearful and helpless because it has such a strong grip on their mind. Unstable behavior has resulted. It was through pride and a bitter root that this spirit entered them. As a virus causes multiple complications, this continues to spread like a green bay tree. The time of this exile from reality has expired. God has declared enough of this. Effectual prayer and persistence have prevailed. As Nebuchadnezzar of old came to himself, so shall it be again. As surely as this entered, it will exit. Mercy will prevail. Humility is required. I received this word, number 15. I received this early in the morning on January the 1st, 2016, just about a week ago. I could have never thought about this. I could have never dreamed this up. I know this has to be from the Lord. Listen to it. Jesus said to Simon Peter and his brothers, I make you fishers of men. Jesus later gave Peter a word to go fishing and informed him that the fish caught, the very first fish caught, would contain a coin in its mouth that would be used to pay their tribute, their taxes. It was supernatural provision that resulted from privileged information. Last Friday morning, as I was sound asleep, I heard the Holy Spirit speaking directly to me in my sleep. And the Lord said to me, do you know the two normal ways fish are caught? He said, with a net and on line. I was so startled, I woke up immediately and looked at my clock, and it was 5:55. Now awake, I heard the Lord continue to speak. He said, there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the net, the internet. The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, to God's people, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest. A new and very powerful wind of anointing will blow through the internet. In real time, signs and wonders will be witnessed without edit. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament will show forth his handiwork. The number 5 is the number of grace. The Holy Spirit is revealing to us that we're living in a triple grace season. This is the Lord's doings, It is marvelous in our eyes. I want everybody in this house to give glory to God because of what he's about to do through the internet and online. Come on, give him praise. Go ahead. I'm not through. I'm not through. This is very powerful. I want you to listen to this prophetic word. The downfall of Jezebel. Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come. Number 17, the truth will come out. God said the truth is going to finally surface. Truth that's been buried for many years will emerge into the light of day. Deception will finally end. Shame and dishonor will yield to facts. Others will learn the truth that you have known all along. And God said that truth is going to bring you vindication. Something has caught your eye. You've slowed down and you're considering leaving the high road. There's an unfamiliar path that beckons you, but it's fraught with danger. This is a slippery slope, and it's not the way that I have prepared for you. It's a path that leads to nowhere. The way that I have prepared for you is safe and it's well lit. It has signs and signals to guide you, markers to mark your progress, and many to assist you along the way. There is a way that seems right, but this one is wrong. Healing hands. God said there's a proliferation of sickness and suffering and weakness among my body. My people have mostly forsaken the laying on of hands, and they have neglected the Lord's table. Therefore, there are many sick among you, and there is widespread weakness. I am sending a fresh wind of revelation upon my church. I am raising up a company that are not only called, but chosen specifically to bring renewed understanding of the table of the Lord. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do not neglect so great a salvation. This is the final prophetic word, and this is one of my favorites. No more imposters. The Lord said your past, your history is replete with tremendous pain. You were a casualty of being unequally yoked to an imposter. You came to know a different person than the one you fell in love with, and the lights went out in your soul. Your heart, once tender, hardened to become extremely hard in an attempt to survive the abuse. It's difficult to emphasize your indescribable journey. You swore that you would never love or trust again. After all these years, you have recently begun to feel again. The chill of scarred emotions is now yielding to warm love. Your heart is being thawed out. Even others recognize the change in you. God said, I'm healing you to love again. Now a certain someone has entered your life as a special gift just for you. I'm giving you this word as a confirmation that hope is not being deferred any longer. You're being swept off your feet in slow motion.
It's such an encouraging word. I mean, you think about it. He says very specifically in that word that was given, there's a lot of words here, but one was, and he was very specific, that Jezebel's coming down.
Yes.
Jezebel's coming down. And that's what the Lord had told me when we were coming back from Texas, or he says, don't go to Texas, because I'm going to take that spirit down. And it was confirmed. It happened just like God said it would happen, which means, you know, everything is going to, you know, happen according to the Lord. So you're looking at the words, you know, I'm thinking, what is the Lord talking to me about that for? But when you read the words of what's said in this song, what are the words to that song when you hear that?
Here are the lyrics. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, sleepy head. Rub your eyes and get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below. Yo-ho, let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding-dong, the merry old, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. As the mayor of Munchkin City, in the county of the Land of Oz, I welcome you most regally, but we've got to verify it legally to
verify.
See.
Verify.
Yes.
Okay.
To see if she is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, positively, absolutely, undeniably, and reliably dead. As coroner, I must ever, I thoroughly examine her, and she is not merely dead. She is really, most sincerely dead. Then this is the day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any. Yes, let the joyous news be spread that the wicked old witch at last is dead.
We struggle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. When God delivers us of spiritual strongholds, such as a Jezebel principality oppressing an area, independence comes. All of a sudden, you can do what you couldn't do. All of a sudden, you're not fighting what you fought originally. You're free. And they're talking about independence. Once this thing is dealt with, and something that God specifically told me when he said, go ahead and stay on the Gulf Coast. Don't establish the studio in Texas because I'm going to change the atmosphere. And I'm going to deal with two things. And one was this very absolute thing. And this is prophetic symbolism for that thing taking place. So I want to encourage you, you know, just like Pastor John Kilpatrick was told, begin to speak out what God has said and he'll change the atmosphere. And part two of what the prophetic word of revival in America given by Young E. Cho is coming to pass.
Yes.
And it's going to come right back down through the east, through the Gulf Coast, coming right through the Panhandle again. This is exciting days.
Wonderful.
But I just want to encourage you today, and make sure you join us in our next program because we're going to be talking about some very specific things that are happening right now in our nation. But we just want to join you in prayer right now. We want to pray about this. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for the living word, the insight, just like you said in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that you let us know what you're going to do before you do it. God, we thank you that America is going to be ablaze with revival. We thank you for what you did in 1995, but we thank you what you're about to do, Lord God, again on the Gulf Coast to be able to reach the world. God, I pray for encouragement for every one of our listeners and our viewers, Father God, and you would inspire them, Lord God, to get connected, to be a part of what you're doing in this day, God. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Dear Lord God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.